T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We want to thank you for joining us. Our next guest is Council Member Leticia Plummer, and she is at large here at the City of Houston. And we want to thank you for joining us, Council Member.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. Thank you so much for including me. This is an important conversation.
Absolutely. And we want to thank you and the entire City Council for all of the work that you are doing as it relates to COVID and these unprecedented times. Certainly, we are very concerned that this pandemic seems to be affecting people of color and Hispanics more so than others. What is being done about it here locally at Houston, and what are some of the challenges that we're facing?
Sure. So one issue that we need to make sure that we continue to focus on is testing. We are finding that Black and Brown communities are most affected with COVID, and specifically the Brown communities. And so making sure testing is possible and available to them within their individual communities, that they can get there, they can receive their test results in a timely manner, is going to be crucial. And so the City of Houston obviously has testing sites all over, and we have had a lot of support from our district members to make sure that each of those communities have access to testing. But as you know, COVID is running rampant in our city. And so keeping up with those numbers, making sure the results come out fast is going to be important. But one reason we're finding that it's touching our Brown communities in the way that it is kind of threefold. One, it's a lack of healthcare equity. It's the multi-generational homes. We often find our abuelas and abuelitas and the children in the household together. And so it's very difficult to social distance when that happens. And we're finding that to be another reason why we're seeing this at higher numbers in those communities. The lack, like I mentioned, the lack of health equity, so no insurance. And then also we're frontline workers. We find that the Latino community typically are working in as janitors or at the airports or as bus drivers or cooks in kitchens, you know, those kind of frontline workers, which means they have to go to work. They don't have the luxury of staying home. They don't have the luxury of working remotely either. And they're typically bringing incomes within our households to sustain our families in this time. And lastly, our education system. A lot of our young kids in the communities may not be, English may be a second language for them. And so going to school is going to be a challenge, especially with our digital divide that we find in our communities. So there's so many reasons why the Hispanic community is really being affected by this. And so we have to keep focusing on these issues and putting in solutions in place to make sure that they have the support that they need so they can survive this pandemic.
Well, it certainly is going to take a whole lot of resources and support and cooperation. That's already occurring here in Houston, Council Member. Certainly the support that the City of Houston has provided through a variety of different programs have been helpful. Tell us what's in the horizon in terms of additional resources that people can apply for.
Absolutely. So I'm so excited to announce that the council just approved an almost $20 million relief fund. And so I'm not quite sure when it's going to be open. The applications were open, but it will be open very soon in the next day or so. The way in which we're going to distribute these funds is much different from last time. We're not going to do first come, first serve. Folks have to actually apply and qualify. And so I believe in this time around, we're really going to be able to help a lot of people stay in their homes. Most of these are people that rent in apartments. And as you know, the Hispanic community have a high level and percentage of apartment usage, in terms of where they live. That's number one. So I'm excited to announce that. And that's hot off the press. The other piece is the Houston Food Bank has been very supportive. And so if you go on their website, their lists in terms of where they're dropping food and giving food away, they've fed thousands of people in the last months. And so they've been an amazing partner in terms of making sure that certain families get the nourishment that they need in this time. Also, the health department is offering free testing. We're going to keep that going as long as we can. And the Houston Health Department's website also has all the different locations of where free testing is occurring. And then when it comes to our schools, HISD and all of our other partners and the other independent school districts have been phenomenal in terms of making sure our young people have the hardware that they need so that they can be active in school. Really reaching out to the independent school districts to see what they have in place is a great resource to find out how we can make sure our young people can transition into school and be able to be successful in their school year.
Well, certainly a lot going on at City Hall, a lot of conversations to provide support and resources. Anything else that you'd like to share with our audience?
Absolutely. I mean, I know that our numbers are looking pretty decent with COVID, but I still want to bring to people's attention, we don't know when we're going to have a vaccine for this. We do believe that the mask order is going to be in place across the state. So I really encourage our neighbors to please wear your masks, especially in households where you have multi-generational members, because we really want to protect them. A lot of our young people we're finding are asymptomatic, which means they don't have any symptoms. There's no fever, there's no cough, there are no body aches. And so when a young person doesn't have any symptoms, then they really don't know they have COVID. And so they can very easily spread it to their families. So strongly recommending wearing masks within your homes, if you have family members that are older in age, to protect them. If someone does get COVID in your household, try to create some type of social distancing and spacing to where they can be in one area of the room. If someone is taking care of them, make sure that person's washing their hands and not allowing them to kind of move around the home to try to eliminate any cross-contamination within the household. Washing of the hands, social distancing, wearing a mask, and really trying to limit large gatherings. I know in our communities, we want to have our parties and we're having birthdays and birthdays and anniversary celebrations and things of that sort. And people believe that it's okay to have people to the home, but we really want to try to manage that as much as we can. Our children are getting back to school and we want to get them back to school healthy and we need to get back to work. And so as the city begins to open, as businesses start to open, as the city is able to direct funds to different entities, we hope to get folks back to work again. And so we want to make sure that we can do that in a healthy way. And then the last piece is, unemployment's changing now. The federal government is trying to make a decision on what that's going to look like. How much longer is federal dollars going to be available for unemployment? And as many know, there's been a $600 stipend that's been given. That's probably going to change. So really keeping track of what that looks like, so in the future, we can figure out how to get back on our feet.
Well, again, We hear your passion as you talk about this, council member. We want to thank you for your leadership and your fellow colleagues there at City Hall. And of course, Mayor, been at the forefront advocating for businesses and all of those individuals that are suffering and dying as a result of COVID. So thanks again. You've got friends here at the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, okay?
Thank you so much. And thanks for all that you do in getting the word out. This is critical. Getting the information to our constituents is so important. That's the only way that they can make really good decisions and we can be able to continue to thrive through this process.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for having me.